Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe with Situations with Sassy, where I bring you the best, and I do mean the very best, of LSD. That is love, sex, and dating. Listen, I want to thank you all for continuing to rock with me here on Bashani Radio and any platform that you can hear your podcast. It's been a journey. You know, I took a bit of a hiatus with medical issues. And I have to tell you, I really and truly missed you guys. Everything about being able to talk about love, sex, and dating. I did try something a little different with Shut Your Ass Up, which was going from this free platform to a fee platform. It didn't work out, but you know, in the future, anything is possible. So just remember to go to the Bashani Radio app, click on the reminder button so that you will be reminded of Situations with Sassy each and every Monday at noon. So this week, we're going to be discussing talking versus texting. Now, you all know I try to bring the most recent and most relevant information, but all of this information is recyclable. I can do 100 shows on texting versus talking. You have people who will be texting you and then they decide to call you. I just detest those people because they don't answer the phone. And you just finished, not 1 second ago, sending them a text. Or here's another little thing I found online. It says, I'd appreciate if you'd stop calling me, but I'll probably respond if you decide to text instead. Or this one, I should just change my voicemail greeting to please hang up and text me. So I ran across this post that this girl had made online. And basically it was about talking versus texting. And I was really shocked at the number of women. I get men. Men may not be big, huge talkers on the telephone. But I'm just flabbergasted and amazed at the number of women who aren't into talking on the phone versus texting. Now, for Sassy, you can't date me or get to know me solely through text messaging. It's an absolute non-starter. All of that WYD, you know, what you doing, a good morning, gorgeous, good morning, beautiful. You know, you're only texting me 3 times a day. I feel like I'm in a rota of women that you have like on your speed dial or your text chain to see which one is going to bite. Now, once we've established a connection and we text, that's something completely different. But to meet me online and solely want to text after I put my phone number out to you is a complete non-starter. It's not a way for you to get to know me. I need to hear your voice. I need to hear the joy, the laughter, the pain, the sorrow, the despair, all of that. I need to be able to connect human to human with you through your voice. That's how I connect with people. And I know after hearing your voice, whether or not there is a connection. I know it may sound strange to a lot of people, but if I don't connect with you with your voice, then I'm not going to waste my time or yours and continuing to have conversation with you. It's just a waste of time, because that chemistry can and has come through that telephone, those conversations where you're talking for hours and hours on end. Just don't forget to call people back, or don't call people and say, hold on. I really hate that. If you're going to call me, have the time to have a conversation. So basically it says, I believe texting is more effective method of communication in business and in dating. If over 65% of people all over the world prefer texting, why do the small percentage of talkers try to coerce people into talking by saying that's the best way to get to know someone? I frankly think it is. We all know the appropriate use of GIFs, emojis, and funny memes is a better way to get to know someone. Do we? Do we all know that? Text messages have a 209% higher response rate than a phone call or Facebook. 60% of customers read texts within 1 to 5 minutes after receiving them. Now, they read them, and it's not just customers. People that you may connect with will read the text, and they'll leave you on read. They have the messaging apps within these dating apps where you connect with someone, and it'll be days and weeks before they respond to you. So if they're not, if they reach out to you, quote unquote, with interest, and you respond and they leave you on read, really, how much interest is it? And I'll tell people straight up, I'm not on the dating app all the time. So if you want to really connect with me, here's my number. And I'll leave it at that. These are the other benefits, they say, to texting. It's greater accessibility. It's rather difficult to talk if there are a lot of background noises or sounds involved. Also a consideration for the hearing impaired. Now, for the hearing impaired, I get that. The background noises, if someone calls you, listen, I'm not in a very good area. It's very loud. Let me call you when I get out. We can text for now. When I get out, I'll ring you. They say it's less time consuming. One of the main reasons why people are more inclined to texting is that it gives them a kind of freedom that calling doesn't. It allows them to answer at the most convenient time for them. It's less time consuming, but what I found out, and I find this out a lot, even with my girlfriends or family members, that a text can be misconstrued. They may read it in an angry voice or a sad voice or a disappointed voice, because you could say something one way and they'll text you back. Why'd you say that? What do you mean? Why did I say that? I said X, Y, Z. But you sound like you got an attitude. I don't. That's how they perceived it. That's one of the downfalls, in my opinion, for texting. They say it's less stressful. When we talk about texting, there is significantly less pressure to respond immediately. Hearing someone's tone is not necessarily a benefit. It can actually stress you out. Not me. If you're going to take time to respond and think about what it is when we're in the middle of a quote unquote text conversation, I'm going to misconstrue that as if you have an attitude or don't care. They said it's multitask friendly. Typing a message requires just a part of your attention. It doesn't require any additional preparations as opposed to a phone call where you have to be actively open, engaging, and present in the moment to have a conversation. Finding balance. Most of us love living by our schedules and rules, and I'm one of them. This is the real reason why almost everybody is on the quote unquote texting side. And as a working adult, why do you have hours to spend on the phone? This would be a concern. And they wanted to know what, you know, everyone's thoughts were. And again, I was saying that it really boggled my mind the number of women who are okay with getting to know a man and or dating a man exclusively through text. Now, what if you spend all of this time having these text conversations, and when you finally hear that person's voice, they may have, you know, for me, I like a man that sounds like a man, a very manly, masculine presence. What if he's giving off a more softer side? And you've wasted 3 months texting and never one phone call. Or maybe you waste 30 days texting before you actually decide to have a face-to-face. So one comment, business, yes, initial dating, no. Unfortunately, there's a little voice in their head that will read a text the way they perceived it, which may not be the way a person portrayed it. I said that. When I know a person, the little voice turns into theirs. I can then text freely, and that's me. When I hear his voice, and he texts me back, I'm reading that text in his voice in my head. So I've already had a conversation with him. And I know what emphasis he puts on certain words and the inflection in his voice. I know that. I welcome that. I appreciate that. And you have a lot of people that just, for whatever reason, doesn't understand it. And I'm going to leave it with this. Texting is a brilliant way to miscommunicate how you feel and misinterpret what other people mean. So what are your thoughts? Email me at asksassyscribe.com, or you can inbox me or DM me on my Situations with Sassy page on Facebook, or at Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. I'm on Tribal, I'm on Quora, and I'm on Reddit, all as Sassy Scribe, and TikTok. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. I am going to talk to you in a week. Until I want you to live every moment, laugh every day, love beyond words, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.